Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, Thursday. Let's freaking go. Let's go. This is when the week starts to get good. There's a pick coming up at 4:50.
Nicholas Batum. That's the answer to the fourth Clipper. I apologize. It was not Bradley Beal.
How many times has he been rumored to be on the Warriors' radar?
So many.
Yeah.
If you look at the Clippers roster, they've
shoot
got
the
like
rock.
A 20-year vet, a couple of 18s, and a 17, and then you get to Kawhi and Bradley Beal.
I still like my favorite.
That team is the real old team.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. And they've got my favorite name to say in the NBA. He's not one of the ones who's 35.
Okay.
Zubats.
Yeah.
I love Zubats.
Oh, yeah.
Zubats is my favorite. I wish he were a Warrior, man. He would fit phenomenally. But anyway, whatever. Hi, it's Thursday. What's going on, everybody? 888-957-9570. Sean Salisbury in an hour. We'll get back to the Warriors in a little bit. We got a pick. 450?
Yeah, the pick is
okay,
in.
Okay, you're 17-5.
Wow.
You've kind of hit this spot where you're kind of like, a win, a loss, which,
yeah.
I mean, if you do that the rest of the year, you're going to have a hell of a record.
Right.
But 17-5, Eagles at the Giants, home dog on a Thursday night. So
first of five picks this week.
Have some fun today.
I was thinking this morning about whether or not it might be time that people are starting to think about fading, and I know that Grandy's already started the fade. Like, if I'm 17-5, and the odds are that I'm going to wind up around 500, at what point do you really start to fade the Dibber? It might be tonight. You won't. The pick is in.
I might.
Yep.
I have an opinion on this one.
And I actually do, too.
All right.
And
I'll pick the pick.
The pick is in. Yeah. Yeah. And you've done pretty well picking the pick, but...
There we go.
Yeah. The pick is in.
I look forward to it.
Okay.
I always look forward to it.
Yeah, week
that's
six.
That's why I hate, I told you this. This, in fact, it's another reason why I hate Tuesday. Stupid Tuesday.
Yeah.
You sit there and I'm like, you got to tell me, I got to wait 48 hours for another pick. I don't want to wait 48 hours for another pick. That's why Tuesday stinks. But Tuesday's over, so is Wednesday. We're here. We got a football game tonight. We got preseason basketball last night that we can react to. We definitely will get back to Dubs, and we do have some more, I think, clues as to the way the 49ers are going to play this coming up this weekend. And yes, it very much sounds like we're headed for another Mac Jones game. And the question I think today was not even like, is Brock going to play? Because once he didn't practice yesterday, and everybody wants him to be 100%, apparently including himself, before he goes back out on the field, well, okay, you're not going to go from not practicing on a Wednesday to 100% on Sunday. So very much looks like Brock Purdy is not going to play. The question was, is Mac going to be healthy enough to play? And John Lynch did say today they feel very good about where Mac will be coming up on Sunday. So we would expect him to play. Here's where my mind goes on this, because you've got two personalities in Brock Purdy and Mac Jones who have and will continue to handle this situation perfectly. Absolutely perfectly. They're going to say all the right things. They're going to do all the right things. Nobody's going to rock the boat. Mac is going to be, I'm the backup. I was hired to be the backup. I'm the backup. And Brock is over here going to just, yep, I got my $265 million. There's no stress, no sweat. I'll be the starter when I'm ready to be the starter. And that's how it's going to feel inside the building, even if it doesn't feel that way outside the building. I thought it'd be fun for a second to take a look at how we think they're actually feeling about this whole thing. And to use a conversation that happened earlier this morning on the Morning Roast with the Joes. Drew Bledsoe was on. He knows a thing or two about being a good quarterback and then losing his job when he got hurt. I would say it's probably the most famous Wally Pipp of all time, is it not? Other than Wally Pipp himself.
Maybe since Wally Pipp, which was 100 years ago, and a little bit different because Drew Bledsoe basically got cut in half. That injury was so severe, he is lucky that he was able to ever play football again. He had multiple organs get lacerated on that hit on the sideline.
Yeah, that was.
It was a laceration sensation is
I'm
what it was,
you
Mark.
Had to think about it for a second.
Didn't have to think about it.
All right.
Trying to make sure Grandy's ready to go.
So
he's yocked in.
Listen to this. Bledsoe talked about what his conversations with Patriots coaches were like when the whole Brady thing started happening. This is from the Joes, the Morning Roast, earlier today.
Coaches are so focused during the season on just trying to win the next game that there's not a whole lot of time. I mean, football's not a touchy-feely sport. You know, it's not about your feelings. It's just about trying to win the next game, and that's what they're focused on, and I'm sure that's where Kyle is. That's where Belichick was. You know, it didn't mean I was happy with the situation, but, you know, it was just, you know, and then, you know, part of the situation with me was that I was out for so long before I was able to practice that, you know, it was like, there just aren't enough reps to get two quarterbacks ready to play. So you really have to make that call. And, you know, so Belichick obviously made a huge mistake playing that Brady kid because he never turned out to be anything. unfortunately, I taught him too well, man. I raised him and then the little stole my job.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. I raised him and the little bleep took my job. So they're going to play this perfectly in front of the media. I have absolutely no doubt whatsoever. They're going to play this perfectly. They know their roles. And I don't think there's any way that this year any of that will change. Even if Mac ends up playing 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 games, who knows? He's going to continue to ring that bell of I was brought here to be the backup. I'm the backup. You're hearing sort of the executive branch of the 49ers like pitch it that way. Brock wants to be 100% when he comes back. And so when he comes back, he'll be really ready to go. And thank God we've got a backup who can win us games until then. That's the way they're going to make it sound. But that's not how they feel. That's not how they feel. And what a perfect day to talk about it, because as we were just doing on the crossover, everyone's sitting here getting mad at Jonathan Kuminga and Brendan Pajemski because they think they're better than they are or whatever, or they've got big goals for themselves. Wow, what a weird thing to get upset about with a professional athlete. Do you think that Mac Jones thinks he's not that dude? You think he thinks he's just a cute, adorable little backup? That's who he is. A guy who 4 years ago was the 15th pick in the draft? That's not what Mac Jones thinks about himself.
Nope.
Mac thinks he can be the CEO of an NFL franchise. There's no doubt in my mind.
And by the time Drew Bledsoe was cleared to play, which was in November, Tom Brady had already started a bunch of games and taken a team that was 0-2 when he came off the bench, and Then they got to, you know, 6-5 and then 7-5. And Drew Bledsoe, incidentally enough, and I don't know if the Joes asked him this, but in 2001, Drew Bledsoe signed a then record contract going into that year. 10-year, $103 million.
Wow.
That was the then record. So Bledsoe, like Brock Purdy, Brock Purdy's not a record, but you get the comp where it's a huge money contract, and Bledsoe goes out there, and in game two, he gets an absolutely horrific chest thorax injury where he's basically bleeding out from the inside, and he sits 2 months, and maybe Brock Purdy won't sit 2 months, and Mac Jones is more highly regarded than Tom Brady was then, but Tom Brady came out and took him to the Super Bowl, and the rest is history for Drew. He wound up a Cowboy, so it's not without precedent that a guy who's making a lot of money eventually gets replaced.
Yep.
This situation is a little bit different.
Well,
the timing is different. The injury is different.
And you have to go win the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like the Eagles moved on eventually from a rehabbing Carson Wentz. Why? Well, Nick Foles won the Super Bowl. Why would they move on from Drew Bledsoe? Well, Tom Brady, he won the Super Bowl. So
sure.
If Mac Jones wins the Super Bowl this year, I don't know. Maybe we've got a conversation. But probably nothing short of that will create an actual inside-the-building conversation.
Right, and it's funny because everything comes down to those micro moments where, yeah, Tom Brady, quote-unquote, won the Super Bowl, but they needed an unprecedented call in the snow at home to beat the Raiders and get a 54-yard field goal in that same snow to beat the Raiders, and then you were able to gut out two really close games. And yeah, Tom Brady won the Super Bowl, but beyond that, like one play here, one play there.
For sure.
They don't win that Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, Greg Cosell asked us yesterday, and this would be kind of a fun thing to throw at people. What if Kyren Williams didn't fumble?
Yep.
That's got nothing to do with Mac Jones. How would you feel about Mac Jones today if Kyren Williams didn't fumble? How would you feel about Mac Jones, if Kyren Williams didn't get stuffed on 4th-and-1, what if he bounced it outside and went into the end zone? How would you feel about, would that change anybody's opinion about this situation? Because that, like, Greg makes a very fair point, and this doesn't just relate to Mac. It relates to every single quarterback in the entire league. Does it not? Like, things are happening around you. I mean, I've done this for a long time with that famous Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes game.
Oh, yeah.
People be like, Josh Allen, he didn't beat Patrick Mahomes. He didn't? I mean, what the hell what'd they score in that game? 45 points or something like that?
Right.
And he scored the game-winning, air quotes, score with 15 seconds to, what did Josh do wrong to, quote, lose that football game?
It's always funny because as we look backward, and I'm thinking about, and I'm just looking at the box score here, Brady gets the start the next week, and it's Brady against Manning. Yes, Peyton Manning. New England hosting Indy, and New England beat him 44-13. Tom's first start as a quarterback. And I'm looking here, and it is, there's a pick six for the Patriots. And, there's another pick six. And
Tom was on one that
there's
day.
There's some Antoine Smith running touchdowns. Yeah. Tom Brady was 13 of 23 for $168. And they put up 44 points. So what you're talking about is true.
Yeah.
Where Mac Jones is 3-0, but yeah, he's 3-0.
Is he?
They're 3-0.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Alfred Collins is 3-0. Chase Lucas is 3-0.
I mean, let's talk it out. There's more from Bledsoe that you got to hear. He was great with
awesome, with
Shasky and Spadoni today. 888-957-9570. What if Kyren Williams didn't fumble? Would that change? Does anybody change how they're feeling about this situation at all in any way, shape, or form? We'll take your calls on this right now. 888-957-9570 is the number. Sean Salisbury joins us in 45 minutes. The kickoff show this Sunday with Lowe and E-Dog starts at 11 a.m. If you want to watch the morning games, Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale is the spot. The Gold Rush girls are going to be there, meet and greet, photos, autographs. And then the next home game is Sunday Night Football. Next Sunday on the 19th, Lowe and Evan will be live from Laughing Monk starting at 3. You can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now, first come, first serve. So do it now. The Eventbrite page on our website is the spot, 95.7 the game. FootballFans.com. This is Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
There's a lot of teams going into the Shanahan tree and the outside zone stuff.
Shut up!
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, boy, yeah.
John Feliciano, Tuesdays at 5.
Love it.
Willard and Dibs.
Never a dull moment.
Yeah.
Three kids and a bunch of problems.
Speaking of things that you know, you want to start locking in on Willard and Dibs, not just Feliciano, Tuesdays at 5. Yes, Sean Salisbury coming up in 45 minutes. Steve Kerr's weekly appearance on Willie and Dibby resumes next Thursday.
I love it. Hey, cut it out. And
Steve, did we lose you?
Roof.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's great. Steve Kerr. It's going to be all Kuminga all the time.
No, it's not. And it's not going to, I mean, like, I want to.
I'm just joking.
I know you are.
I know you know that I are.
Boy, Warrior fans, some of you, not a lot of you, some of you are just, we're going to have to, like, dude, it's kind of like when people shatter their leg and they got to relearn how to ride a bike or walk or whatever. Yeah. Y'all need to relearn how to root for the Warriors?
My first question is,
the people with the jersey.
I
mean, like.
Steve, the third team, they put up 51. Like, is the third team really the first team?
Start them.
Right?
Get them out there.
Like, there was couple of those guys I'd never heard of.
I still haven't heard of that kid who was making. Who was the kid who made a bunch of shots in the fourth quarter? Not Post. The other kid.
L.J. Crier. From Houston.
L.J. Crier.
Yep.
Isn't that Shasky's son?
Isn't that the guy who used to be on the show with Charlie Sheen? two men and a half a baby.
John Crier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line said this about Brandon Pajemski, and we'll read it to you again. It's a statement where he basically, I'm just going to paraphrase. Pods was like, when Steph and Draymond retire, I want to do everything now to build the trust from them and the organization that they see it as something that they will hand down to me. Now, does that make him a narcissist? Does that make him think he's a lot better than he is? That's great if that's your opinion. You're probably right. I don't see Brandon Pajemski as a future one in the NBA, the same way I don't see Jonathan Kuminga as a successful future one in the NBA. But guess what? I'm just a dude. I could be wrong. I got two eyes and a microphone. I could be wrong. I could be wrong about any of them, but I tell you what, I'm sure not offended by the fact that that's their goal and their view of self, unless the view of self is becoming detrimental to the team. That's the only thing I care about. And I don't see either one of them at this moment as having done that.
No, I'm with you. And just the way he said it, where he talked about, I want to be, and I want them to see me as that, and I want to put in the work to where if we get to that spot, I would have done the work to where, yeah, now maybe I can be the guy who can take the keys to the kingdom and go ahead and be that person. And, you know, I'm currently teaching somebody to drive. And
how's it going?
It's going great, actually.
Okay, good.
Lesson 5 of 10 was wonderful, and he's making steps. But
I love that you have a number of lessons that it has to be. 10 lessons?
It doesn't have to be, but okay. What I did was I created a curriculum for this young driver, and he's 22, so we can accelerate it a little bit more because he is older and more responsible. But what I've done is I've created a curriculum based on his skills and the things he needs to learn.
Oh, so you're like a coach trying to put the player in the best position to succeed.
Right.
I like that.
In other words, like on lesson 2, we didn't just jump under the freeway.
What is your level of calm when he's about to do something bad?
This week it was about...
How do you yell?
Yeah. I yell when yelling yes. needs to happen.
Okay, good.
Now,
good,
I don't go full Jonathan Gannon and like put hands on him because help.
No, you don't want him to crash.
No, but last lesson, not this past couple of days ago, but last week or the week before, we had a couple of times where I had to say, stop.
Yeah.
There was some, because I mean, he needed to stop.
Fly into it, like run a red light or, you know, there's a human in front of you.
Sure.
Something.
Yesterday was much more mellow. He did much better. But to the greater point of that, you have to give people like their chance to grow. And if you're Pods, he's not saying, I'm the man. I'm going to be the man, and y'all better watch because I'm him.
So
he's not saying that.
Here's the text from 707 that caught my eye. We were talking about Mac Jones and Brock Purdy also. And I said, do y'all think that Mac, like I know how he looks in front of a microphone. I mean, I'm just here to be the backup, and this is Brock's job, and I'm a super nice guy, and I play through injury. He showed up in a black suit with a red collar and no socks with his loafers.
Yeah, yeah.
That man thinks he's a badass. That man thinks he's a badass, and good for him.
Right.
Because he has to play football on the number one rated television show in America with humongous trained killers trying to get him. You better think you're a badass. Brandon Pajemski has to share a court with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Like, you better think you're a badass, man. So anyway, here's the text. Yes, Mac Jones probably thinks he's a good QB, Willard, but the difference between him and Pods, Mac Jones is humble and knows his role on the team. Please give me the evidence. Anybody, I would like one shred of evidence that Brandon Pajemski is confused about his current role on the Golden State Warriors. I'll wait.
And give those me, are not good comps
give
because
me one thing.
Like Brandon Pajemski, no matter what, if healthy, is going to actually play basketball.
Yep.
If Brock Purdy's healthy, Mac Jones might get the Sam Darnold, Josh Dobbs, Brandon Allen treatment, which is, y'all, you don't get to play. You go ahead and hold up the helmet to your ear while I'm out here doing my thing. No matter what, Pods is going to either start or play 25 or 30 minutes a game, so he has to have more of a swagger than the backup quarterback.
Yeah, although I would say it's not a given. Like, I get where you're coming from, but if Pods plays horribly, they will replace him. This is professional sports. Like, maybe Seth Curry will be the starting two by the – like, I don't know.
Right.
Anybody can be replaced if you have an extended period of poor play. At the beginning of last year, Steve was getting very frustrated with Brandon because of some decision-making, and Brandon was pressing. And he's still mad at Brandon for talking to the refs too much. And all of these things. Like, everybody needs to be coached. Everybody needs to get better. I just don't – like, again, sometimes I wonder, what is it we're getting mad at? You know, we talked about LeBron yesterday. And people get so pissed at LeBron. And I'm like, what you have on him so far is that he did a press conference that annoys you that raised $1 million for the Boys and Girls Club years ago. We got athletes out here who are getting in actual trouble, like real trouble. Y'all have no problem drafting Tyreek Hill in round two of your fantasy draft, but LeBron's a problem. Why are we getting upset with people who think, supposedly, that they're better than they are? Kuminga, Pods, whatever. I have no issue with it unless you're being defiant. Unless you're causing problems in the locker room. When you go on the field or court, you're doing something that is the opposite of what your team needs you to do or your coach asked you to do or whatever. Like, if you're bucking against the team, now we got an issue. I don't see that with any of these people. Do you?
No, I don't. And I honestly want my athletes to have that healthy sense of self. Now, if you get to a point where you are A.J. Brown with the Eagles and you're feeling like you're not getting the ball as much as you should, even though your team is undefeated. Yeah. So you're undefeated and you're all up in your feelings because you're not getting the ball enough, yet you're undefeated. That to me becomes a little bit more of a head scratcher. Like, dude, we're undefeated. It's a team sport and our team is yet to lose, and yet you're mad because we're not throwing you the ball. Okay, and he's an amazing player, but he was in his feelings about whatever he was feeling about not getting the ball. And all I hear from Brandon Pajemski is, I want to be in a spot down the road where they look at me and say, yeah, you're that guy. And I don't, honestly, if the Warriors look at him and say, you know what, we're going to give you a max contract because you're that dude, either he got way, 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 way better, or they're fools. Because Pods is, I don't think, in my opinion, he'll never be the kind of player to get 5 years and $280 million.
Agreed.
But the fact that he wants to, like, take the baton and carry it forward, I'm not threatened by that. I love that.
Yeah, do you know what's funny? I mean, like, how many of y'all have ever bought a lottery ticket? I know you have.
Constantly.
I have.
Yep.
We've convinced ourselves that somehow that's possible. Brandon Pajemski being the best player in the league is way more likely than you or me hitting the mega.
No doubt.
Way more likely.
Right.
But we've convinced ourselves, no, it might happen to me, and I'm actually going to put some money behind that, and then I'm going to walk, like, I'm gonna do a special trip. I don't need gas in the car, but I'm going to the gas station tonight because mega hit a billion, and we're going to go do that. This is no different. This is the way the human brain works. Who the hell doesn't think they're better than the rest of the world thinks? That's probably all of us. I hope you feel that way, like a healthy ego. Steph has talked about a healthy ego. This is very, very important. I hope that for every human being out there, every single one of you, because the ones who don't have that, you're the ones who, like, we got to watch out for. Those are you're the people we got to check in on because you're starting to go down the route of self-loathing. I hope for each and every one of you that you see positives, you see growth, you see evolution in spots where the rest of the world looks at you and goes, do you know what I mean?
Or just not yet.
I mean,
you know?
I think I'm a pretty good dad. If you looked at my three kids, you might be able to poke some holes in my theory. You might.
Yep.
I bet you could. But, like, that's not how I see myself. Because I've got a healthy ego about it. And is it myopic at times? Is it egotistical at times? Maybe. Maybe. I mean, we all ride that fence, but like to be bothered by the positivity or the optimism that somebody else has about themselves, what an odd thing to I don't know, to spend time on or get mad about.
Especially the way he expressed it. And that to me is where it becomes a non-story, because he's not saying like, I'm that guy. Once they're gone,
definitely not.
You know, yeah. I can't wait for Steph to leave so I can show the world that I'm Steph 2.0.
I'm him.
It was none of that. And I think about our beloved guys behind the glass, Evan and Grandy and Lubman and Lucas and Chickering and Ken and Zach and all the rest of these guys who are all super, super talented.
Yep.
You think for a minute they don't sit back there at times and think, I could be as good as him. I'm actually probably better than him.
Sometimes they'll straight tell you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And luckily he's got his mouth full of apple, so he won't say a word about it now.
He's actually not one of them. But
no, but there's no doubt. And that's where I was, and that's where you were. And you and I both had the same career path where we were the number two on a one-man show, and we were fighting for crumbs, and we were doing what we did. And there were times when I was doing my thing with Gary Radnich, and I'm thinking, okay, I mean, he's not listening, so I can say it. This dude's washed. Like, I should be in there with him. I should be him. And I didn't have the platform to do it, and I wasn't quite where Pods was. And so you bide your time, and you wait, and you get your opportunity, and then you show the world. So I don't look at Pods, somebody who's not yet Steph, and he probably never will be Steph. Let's be fair about it. But
nobody's Steph. I mean, nobody's ever going to be Steph.
Will Pods ever be an NBA All-Star?
I bet against it.
Exactly.
Big time.
If you asked him, what would he say?
No doubt.
Exactly. So is that something that we look at from him and say, oh, dude, you're an idiot? No, brother, I look at that and say, that's what I want
brother,
in a player.
Thank you. This is why we love sports. Do you know how idiotic it was for Steph Curry to see this? Colleges wouldn't even give him a scholarship. But what did Steph think about himself? This is the beauty of what we're all watching and talking about.
Sports, man.
Exactly.
Brock Purdy, same thing.
Hello?
Yep.
Like, they saw it from the beginning. Nobody, none of those athletes achieve this and get here and go, oh my God, I actually thought I sucked. I can't believe I've got this in me. I know Brock looks aw shucks, but talk to anyone who actually works with him. They're like, the dude's a dog. The dude has that streak in him. Same thing with Steph. Same thing with Buster Posey. Other people who have red cheeks who look like they're aw shucks. These are maniacal competitors who see the world for themselves when the rest of the world doesn't. And you're right, 99.999% of the people who see that in themselves are wrong.
Yep.
But like, be the one who's right. Try. Try.
And keep trying.
Yes.
I think about Logan Webb as a good example where he was not great in the minors, and then he came out and it's like, this guy's like, his stuff is mediocre. And then he got stronger, he got better, and now he's one of the 10 or 12 best pitchers in the National League. And so, yes, Pods has the ability, considering his road, and he's still very, very young, he could go out there and prove me and you wrong and eventually be an all-star. Or he could just be a good, solid 12 or 15-year NBA rotational piece, or he could flame out. And that's basically the way this whole thing goes. So the fact that he thinks that he's going to be, you know, somebody who is that dude, I love that. That to me is not a problem. And, you know, Kuminga thinks the same thing about himself. And I honestly think that Kuminga has probably a higher ceiling than Pods does.
Of course.
Right.
I'll agree with that.
So why do we, I mean, do we get threatened by Kuminga when he wants to, through his agent, he wants to go out there and be the one and go cook? I don't.
No, not at all. That's like that. To me, that's the part that has, I don't know, like that doesn't even have a seat at the table in terms of all of the, if you want to call it a controversy, it's not even a controversy. The opinionated nature of what Jonathan Kuminga's Golden State Warriors career has been to this point. There are no issues whatsoever with Jonathan thinks that he's really, really good. Or we could even put it another way. Jonathan wants a shot. He wants a shot to show the world what he can do. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Great. If he deserves that. Wonderful. If that's how he prioritizes it, and I think most guys do, because it's also attached to money. Let's never forget that. Yep. We're all sitting here being like these egomaniacs. They want the biggest contract they can get, the same way every other human being I've ever met does. You know? Let's go to Larry in Hayward. Hey, Larry, thanks for calling. What's up?
Yeah, can we interpretate this as Pod saying that he could be that, you know, like Dib said, that 12 to 15-year veteran player? But can't we take this as he wants to grab that baton and show the rest of the people that come into this organization on how this organization has always been ran and how players in this organization should carry themselves? And maybe he just means he wants to grab that baton?
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't in the room with him when he said these things. I don't know what the actual sort of like end game goal is. You know, he has said he wants to be the face of the Warriors. Now he said this. He has said that he thinks that he's going to be an all-star in this league. And every time he says one of these things, Larry, people blow it off because, quite frankly, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we think that it's realistic or not. I do want people to see tremendous things for themselves.
Yeah.
And then visualize it and go make whatever is the max version of that, make it happen. And yeah, like we'll fall short and we'll fall down and we'll fail and we're this, that, or the other. But like, I don't know. I guess I'm having a really hard time seeing what the negative aspect or the downside of this is.
I'm not seeing it at all. And just hearing you lay that out, thank you, Larry. I'm thinking about what I wanted to be when I was Pod's age, and I wanted to be Al Michaels or Bob Costas, or I guess Joe Buck wasn't yet Joe Buck, but that's what I wanted to be.
Don't give up.
I set out to do that.
Yeah.
And as I went through it, and I had, you know, obstacles that I put in front of myself, and I had setbacks, and I had all the other things, you start to realize that maybe you wind up being more of a Brandon Pajemski. And I've had a nice 25 or 30 year run in the business on big time market radio. Now, I'm not going to ever be Al Michaels or Bob Costas. And
don't give up.
Well, very few people are. I've given that up, and it's okay. It's like Al Horford is never going to be LeBron James. Al Horford is Al Horford. He's had a great career of being a 39-year-old NBA champ, and he's had a great run. So it's not about giving up. It's about getting to a spot where you realize that what you've done is okay, and it's enough. And right now, if you're Pods and you're 22, he might be 23, I'm not sure, you still have your eyes on the ultimate prize, which is, oh, I'm going to be that guy. And why would anybody want to throw a wet blanket on that?
Yeah. Well, again, only if it in some way is becoming detrimental to the team.
Right.
Or getting in your way. Like, I mean, I don't want to be all like psychotherapist here, but what is it about Pods that's bugging y'all? What, like, why is this threatening to you if it is? You know? 707, no one's mad at Pods. He can have all the confidence in himself in the world. Still doesn't mean he's going to take the torch from Steph. Okay, why that last sentence? So what? So what? And again, if Steph Curry had said this when Monte Ellis was here, what would you have said? Hey, I got an idea, y'all. I know Monte is in front of me right now, but one day he's not going to be. Not only do I want to be the face of the Warriors, how about this? I'd like to be the face of the league. Let's take it a step further. I'd like an entire shoe company to base its whole freaking world around me.
I'd like to be the face of the globe.
Hold on. Not done yet. I don't want to just be the greatest three-point shooter of all time. I want to obliterate that record so that anybody who has a different opinion would be laughed out of the room. In fact, I want to literally be one of the faces of sport for an entire generation.
Yeah.
Half of you were like, I think we should keep Monte.
Like, more than half of us.
What would you have said if Steph had voiced that? Because guess what? That was in his brain.
Sure.
There's no way it wasn't, or this wouldn't be reality.
And he didn't have to take the torch from Monte. It was a Bic lighter that was low on fuel. That's what he took. So
fair.
If Pods is trying to take the torch from Steph Curry, this thing is an absolute volcano. So there's no taking anything from Steph Curry. There's no taking this torch or whatever you want to call it. When Steph and Draymond and I guess Jimmy by proxy and Steve, when they're gone, you're left with nothing. And whoever is the best player there, you're not taking anything from anybody. You're trying to be good and you're trying to rebuild this thing from the ashes.
We got a lot on the table today. 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to weigh in on this. Brandon Pajemski says he would love to carry the torch from Steph Curry and Draymond Green someday. We can get into that. Sean Salisbury is 20 minutes away. We've got ourselves a pick from Dibs coming up at 4:50, less than 2 hours away. Thursday Night Football is here. That's right. About to lock that damn thing in. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Don't say that unless you mean it. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. This is Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.